Thank you. Okay, first case, please.
The first case is number 11,959, Mark J. and Sandra J. Clark, seeking a variance from the height requirement for a fence on a through lot, section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Mulberry Lane, approximately 367 feet northwest of Cedar Drive, Route 30. The 911 address is 34032 Mulberry Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 556. The board previously granted a 14.7-foot variance from a 40-foot front yard setback on a through lot for a pool on April 17, 2017. Regarding this application, we received three signatures in support of the application, zero in opposition, one mail return, and a letter from the property management office approving the fence and pool.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sandra J. Clark, 34032 Mulberry Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, how are you? Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Very well.
I am back again this evening requesting a height variance for our fence on a through lot from instead of 3.5 feet up to 6 feet to be on the property line surrounding the backyard and the previously approved pool. Number one, the uniqueness of the property. It's an unusual situation caused by a through lot. The front and backyard are both considered front lots. This states on the property line, the fence can only be 3.5 feet, according to the zoning requirements. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. The variance requested is to install a 6-foot fence as shown in the attachment submitted to enclose the backyard that will have the pool in it. Number three, not created by the applicant. The home was purchased as existing with existing zoning conditions. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are many 6-foot privacy fences in Sandy Bray, and we have discussed with our neighbors. They agree for safety, this is a practical solution. Sandy Bray Homeowner Association has also approved our plans, and the new fence will enhance the aesthetics of our yard and match all of our neighbors' white vinyl fencing. Number five, minimum variance. A 6-foot fence would be the minimum variance to afford relief. And I would just like to add that we do back up to Plantation Road. So the best solution would be a 6-foot fence to deter teenagers or anyone else driving by, because it does get kind of lonely sometimes back there, jumping a shorter fence and taking a dip in the pool.
Right. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Excuse me. We'll see if we got any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills.
Nice job on addressing the standards. It's almost like you've been here before.
Yes.
Very good job.
I think along with the testimony we heard before, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I agree. No questions.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
And I am not either, because you've done very well and you've been here before. So, Mr. Shum?
Just to clarify, there is no direct access to Plantations Road from your property, correct?
Direct access as far as?
You don't have vehicular access on the plantation?
No, we do not. Okay. We're on Mulberry.
No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance as far as uniqueness, having two fronts in a regular shape does make that property unique. There are, like she said, other properties that do have fences similar, and so wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The applicant didn't develop that property necessarily with two fronts, and I don't feel it's created by the applicant. I think it's a minimum that she's requesting, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,959.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,959. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Record?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,959 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.